Welcome to this week's Virtual Drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege to read Parsha Sura'eh. And it is here, in this Parsha, like much of Chumash Devarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu prepares Klal Yisrael for their entry into Eretz Yisrael. And in an exciting message, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, this is in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Alef, chapter 12, verse 11, the beginning of Shin, the beginning of a second Aliyah. V'haya ha-mokom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem bo, l'shakein shemo sham, and it'll be the place that Hashem will choose, literally again, to rest His name, to rest His presence. Shama taviu es kol asher anochi mitzaveh eschem. There, to that place, you should bring all of the things I command you, oloseichem, zivcheichem, masroseichem, trumas yedchem, v'chol midvar nidrechem, asher tijru l'Hashem. It is there in that place, when you get into Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose a home, He's going to choose a place, and it's to that place that you should bring all of your offerings. Your obligatory offerings, your vow offerings, your option, whatever it is, whatever karbonos, whatever sacrificial items you have, and it's not just sacrificial items, whatever items you have that are vested with a certain level of heightened sanctity, bring them to that place in order to offer them, and ultimately afterwards in order to consume them. And Rashi HaKadosh says, What's the place? Banu lachem beis habchira b'Yerushalayim. Although Moshe Rabbeinu, he never uses the words beis hamikdash, although he never uses those words, Rashi HaKadosh says it is to the beis hamikdash that Moshe Rabbeinu is referring. Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael in such a beautiful, magnificent, and exciting way, you're going to get into the land. And after you do your battles, and after you divide up the land, and after every tribe has its allotted portion, you are going to build for yourself. Or better stated, you're going to build for the Ribono Shel Olam a home. And it is to that place, V'haya ha-mokom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem bo l'shakein shemo shama, that place where Hashem will choose to rest His name, that becomes the epicenter of all sacrificial service. That becomes the place where all of your karbanos are offered. Now Rashi makes an interesting observation, because the truth is Moshe Rabbeinu says something very similar just a few psukim earlier. In the same parak, same chapter, Parak Yud Beis, in Pasuk Hey, verse 5, the Torah says, Kim el ha-mokom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shivteichem lasum es shemo sham l'shichnos yishan avasa shama. Torah says again, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu would choose to go ahead and rest His name. And once again, the Torah says, it is there that you shall bring all of your offerings. So the obvious question is why they need to say the same thing twice. I got it. There's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. And when there is a Beis HaMikdash, that becomes the epicenter of all sacrificial service. Why they need to state it twice? And Rashi HaKadosh says something very interesting. Rashi says, Lamala amar le'inyan shilo, v'kan amar le'inyan Yerushalayim. It's actually referring to two different things. It's referring, right? The previous pasuk is referring to Shiloh. Shiloh is the beautiful city in Eretz Yisrael where the Mishkan was situated for over 300 years. Over 300 years, the Mishkan resided in Shiloh. So it was there. So there, in the earlier pasuk is talking about Shiloh, and then this latter pasuk is talking about over here, Yerushalayim. Now the truth is, the Mishkan actually made a couple of other stops, not just Shiloh, but again, Shiloh was where it remained primarily. So you have Shiloh, you have Yerushalayim. Shiloh, the Mishkan, Yerushalayim, ultimately the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi says, this actually teaches us a very important halachic point. What's the halachic point that's being made over here? He says, L'chach chelkam akosav. Why does the Torah split them up? So why do I need a pasuk that speaks about Shiloh? And why do I need a pasuk that speaks about the Beis HaMikdash? And Rashi says, to teach you a very important lesson, L'tein heter bein zu lezu. In order to literally give a license between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. What does this mean? Mishecharva Shiloh ba'alino v'charva novo ba'aligivon hayu habamos mutaros ad sheba'u liYerushalayim. So this is incredible. So Rashi explains something fascinating. Rashi says that there's a little bit of technical information. There's a Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is a central altar that we have, and we had in the Mishkan, and we have in the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's something called a bama. A bama is a personal altar, right? A bama is a one stone altar. You could put it up in your backyard, easy assembly, right? You put it up, you offer up your carbon, beautiful, beautiful. So Rashi says a very interesting halachic point. When the Mishkan stood in Shiloh, The Mishkan stood in Shiloh, so it was asur, it was prohibited to build bamos. Much in the same way that once the Beis HaMikdash is built, it is also asur to build bamos. So when there's a Mishkan in Shiloh, when Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, you are not allowed to build private altars. Interestingly enough, but after Shiloh was destroyed, until the Beis HaMikdash was built, bamos were permitted. So that's why, says Rashi, the Torah goes ahead and splits up the pasuk talking about Shiloh and the pasuk talking about the Beis HaMikdash, teaching us a very important halachic lesson. When the Beis HaMikdash stands in Shiloh, no bamos. Beis HaMikdash stands, no bamos, no personal altars. But in between Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash, there's what's called heter bamos. You're allowed to go ahead and erect your own personal altar. Now, not sure why, but I found this Rashi very gripping. Because I think embedded in the words of Rashi, really embedded in the words of the Psukim, ultimately is teaching us an incredible life lesson. If you think about Shiloh and Yerushalayim as like the peaks, and the area between, or the time between Shiloh and Yerushalayim as the valleys, it's an incredible metaphor for life. Life has peaks and valleys. In life, there are Shiloh moments, there are Beis HaMikdash moments. Those are moments where things are going your way. Right? Baruch Hashem, life is going great. Everything is falling into place. My family is great. My relationships are great. My health is great. My parnosa is great. And I think, hopefully, we all have those Shiloh and Beis HaMikdash peaks. But then there are valleys in life. There are those times when Shiloh is destroyed, right? In other words, life was going great, but now it came to a grinding halt. Everything has fallen apart. And we know, even if everything has not fallen apart in life, to be in a state of chaos, you don't need everything to fall apart. You just need something to fall apart. So my Shiloh, so to speak, my Shiloh of tranquility, my Shiloh of having everything together, that's been destroyed. That's been disrupted. Do I know in my heart that one day, somehow, things are going to be great? Do I know that even though my Shiloh has been destroyed, I'm going to get to my Beis HaMikdash? I know it. But right now, I find myself situated. Bein Shiloh leMikdash. I find myself in a situation in life where I know intellectually, I'm going to get back on track. Things are going to be great. It's going to be fine. But right now, I'm in that valley. Right now, as Rashi says, I am ultimately, again, bein zu lezu. I'm in between things in life. I'm in between peaks. You know what you call it when you're in between peaks? You're in a valley. So what do you do in those times in life where it's a shtickle difficult? It is. It's a little bit challenging. It's a little bit challenging. I know things are going to be okay. I know I'll get to my mikdash, but right now it's challenging. And Rashi says, you know what you do? Rashi says, litain heter bein zu lezu. There's heter bamos. What's a bama? A bama is a small, contained act of spiritual service. It's not a grand mizbeach. It's not a grand altar. And it's not situated in some beautiful mishkan or some beautiful Beis HaMikdash. And the truth is, you can't offer communal offerings on a bama. You can't even offer obligatory offerings on a bama. On a bama, you could offer up a neder, a vow, a nedava, a gift. You could do a little bit here and there. But the truth is, the grand offerings, the beautiful communal offerings, those cannot be performed on a bama. What a bama represents is a small unit of personalistic accomplishment. The bama represents that even though I can't offer up the karban, the sacrifice, the offering I want to, you know why I can't? Because I don't have Shiloh, and I'm not yet by the Mikdash. I'm in between things. I'm in between peaks. I'm in the valley. Build your bama. Just do something. Sometimes just pushing yourself forward a little bit in life. Sometimes just pushing yourself for one small unit of accomplishment, one little bama accomplishment in life, makes all of the difference. It changes your disposition. It changes your orientation. It fills you with hope, with promise, with optimism, recognizing, I know I'm in the valley right now, But look, even in the valley, I could accomplish something beautiful. And with that small little unit of accomplishment, it opens your eyes and opens your heart to the knowledge, you'll get to your mikdash. You'll get to the next peak. I'll get there. It'll take a little bit of time, but I will get there. An incredible message embedded in a fascinating halacha. Torah goes out of its way to split up the discussion about Shiloh and to split up from the Beis HaMikdash. From a halachic perspective, to teach us that when Shiloh and the Mikdash stand, you can't use bamas, but in between them, you can erect interpersonal altars. And on a message level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching us, there are peaks and valleys in life. There are Shiloh moments, there are Beis HaMikdash moments, and halalai, we should be zochet to so many of them. But we also spend a good part of our life in between Shiloh and in between the Mikdash. Everything was going great. Now it stopped. I'm in the valley. I know things are going to be great again. But I'm not going to wait to accomplish until things become great. I'm not going to wait to push myself until the Beis HaMikdash is built. Even when I'm in the valleys, even Bein Zu LeZu, I'm going to build my Bama. That Bama representing that unit of personalistic accomplishment. Even when I'm not in the greatest situation in life, I'm going to push myself to produce something beautiful. I'm going to push myself to build my Bama. And in the schos of each of us building the Bamos in the valleys of life, we should be zochem Yeretz Hashem, all of us together, to reach our personalistic Mikdash, to reach the peaks of our individual lives and be able to accomplish great things in those moments of simcha. And as a people, we zochem Yeretz Hashem to reach the ultimate peak of our collective Beis HaMikdash and be able to offer up all of our karbanos on our Mizbeach together, the Karav Biyameinu Amen. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.